Okay, we are back. You are listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. We're going to look at the second quarter in the floor covering industry this morning. My guest who's on the line with us right now is Keith Hughes, Managing Director in Equity Research at SunTrust Robinson Humphrey. Good morning, Keith. Good to have you with us.
How are you?
I'm great. Always good to have you on the program.
Sure.
Now, the second quarter in general, how'd you peg that industry-wide?
It's been the same trend we've seen the last couple of quarters. In residential, it stunk, and then commercial, it was pretty good.
And as far as the degree of stinkiness, it's not getting any better, huh?
You know, residential, you got to distinguish yourself between selling to home builders and selling to the renovation market. And I'm speaking in kind of my coverage world here. The reality is I'm not sure it got substantially worse from first to second quarter. It's pretty obvious that home building is about to get substantially worse in the second half of this year. This driven by subprime / credit tightening as much as anything else. We're about to see the new leg down on housing. Renovation spending is tough to call. It will probably move down with that. How much, how far, how long becomes the opening question, I think, at this point.
Is that related to credit?
A little bit on renovation, more on home building.
I see. It seems to me you told me last time we talked, after the first quarter earnings reports were out, that you didn't cover the furniture industry, or you didn't as much anyway?
We dropped them, yeah.
I see. So you don't have any idea how the furniture industry did this?
I know. It was pretty bad.
I see. Was it worse, really, what I wanted to know, was it substantially worse than people in floor coverings did?
It's hard to say overall, because there's no trade group number you can really point to. You can get a sense based on what the public companies have reported, but it's hard for me to call, I think, at this point. I think the trend was the same. Numerically, it's really difficult to say.
I see. Now, as you mentioned, the builder sector obviously is off for obvious reasons. I guess the remodel section, I know that's been off. I don't know that I understand why, just that people aren't buying durable goods across the board. Is that the big reason, or if not, what is the reason?
Well, I think the real big misconception is that when existing home sales stop or slow down, that it's the remodel effect from those that also falls. And that's true to a certain extent, but you got to remember, you sell, depending on which year you're talking about, 5 to 6 million existing homes in the United States. And there's, depending on what service you use or what statistical gathering organization you use, somewhere between 100 to 120 million single-family homes in the United States. So the impact of those is there, but it's not the end-all, be-all for that market. What drives renovation spending is just how the average Joe feels about his house value, his job, his monetary situation, and whether he's willing to spend, you know, what's a several thousand dollar and up expenditure renovation project.
That's
and that's what's been getting hit. The reality is the housing market is bad in just about every city in the United States, and it's dented consumers' confidence as much as anything on large ticket expenditures for the home. It started almost in conjunction with the housing decline and has continued up until this day. What's going to be interesting is, I think I firmly believe that renovation spending is going to come back well before home building, but when that happens is still guesswork at best.
I see. But there's always more sold in the renovation market than there is in the housing industry, both new and existing.
In which product category?
Well, say floor covering, carpet.
Well,
say.
But you got that's where you got to really start asking more questions. And carpet is and vinyl, to a certain extent, is heavily dominated by the renovation spending. You go to hardwood floors, hardwood, I've seen numbers anywhere between 40 and 60% is new home sales. Laminate flooring, almost none is new home sales.
Oh, I see.
So you've really got to go, not even product category, but individual products to ask the question.
So then, based on what you said a little bit earlier, you don't see the housing market improving much during the third or fourth,
or maybe at all. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse.
But
yeah.
The renovation has a chance of improving some?
We'll see. I wouldn't say improving, maybe not being as bad, but it's not going to be a good second half of the year, no matter who you are.
I see.
The only good news is that we had pretty weak business in the third and fourth quarter. So if you think about business year over year, you know, what you're doing something in the third quarter versus what you did in third quarter last year, it might flatten out from that perspective, but that's not momentum up either.
Yeah, it's not going to be great. Just the comparisons are better.
That's correct. Right.
I got you.
Right.
Well, you got to take it where you can get it, I guess.
Well, that's better than nothing, right?
Now, Mohawk, looking at Mohawk in their quarter, all things considered, it seemed like they did a pretty respectable job.
So I mean, they did. I think the nice thing for Mohawk is, I think we've talked about this before, is the Dow Tile business, which is treading water, but that's pretty good in this environment. But the real star, again, was Unilin, which continues to see fantastic business in Europe and even better than industry growth, I think, here in the United States for the laminate product. You know, being in Europe for the first time in my career has been a positive, and so it was good timing when Mohawk added this to the mix about a year and a half ago.
Their sales were up, what, 16% for the highest?
Yeah, that was current. A lot of it's currency-driven. You get closer to 10 if you take currency out, but just in dollars, it was about 16.
I see. Backing up just a minute, it seemed like Mohawk's margins across the board, not only Unilin, but across the board, appeared to be, you know, pretty well during the quarter.
Well, not in the carpet business. I mean, the carpet margins were down pretty substantially year over year.
Aside from that,
yeah. I mean, Dow Tile and then Unilin had just another fantastic quarter and margins.
I got you.
His business is good.
How long do you expect, and as you mentioned, this is the first time you've seen the European economy doing well. How long do you think this will continue?
It's probably going to continue at least the rest of this year, but I think there's no question. There's some active questions of how far has residential declines in the United States. How long is that going to take to spread to other parts of the economy? And that's the debate in the market right now. All the things that make up housing and housing credit, and that even extends into some of these buyouts. Now that it is getting, you know, noticeably worse, is that finally going to cause other parts of the economy, whether it's consumer spending on non-durable items, whether it's in the commercial, whether it's in the industrial world, does that fever finally spread into the other parts of the economy? So far, it really hasn't, but you know, it's going to challenge it one more time. And quite honestly, if the U.S. sees significant economic declines, you know Europe's next. Fever we get, they get right afterwards.
I see. Well, in terms of housing, I've started hearing people say that, you know, we're not going to see any kind of comeback until perhaps 2010. And then at that, it won't be all that fast.
Well, there's all kind of speculation on that, and your readers have to, obviously, your listeners have to understand that, particularly for stocks, once you find a bottom, the stocks will start moving up, waiting for the rally to come. And it could be several years before you have the year where you have, you know, good housing numbers for the whole year. But, you know, these markets don't start and stop on January 1st and December 31st. You could start seeing a pickup. It may only be for a quarter of a year, part of a year, well before that.
I see.
But it's open. It's open speculation at this point. We've never seen anything like this.
But it sounds like what you're saying is there's an awful lot can happen before we see this thing really come back, whenever it is.
That's exactly right. I mean, first of all, if you were to have a rate cut of some variety, that changes the entire situation 180 degrees.
And that would be, as we go forward and things not improving all that much, would be a lot more likely than I suspect.
That's right. As you see weaker and weaker growth, the chances of a rate cut increase as long as inflation is under control.
I got you. Getting back to Unilin, as you mentioned, a very good quarter. What I know they have as assets a lot of intellectual property. What sort of revenue do they derive from that?
I only know the answer to that. It's a closely guarded secret at Mohawk, and I don't know the number.
I see.
I'd love to know the number, but I don't know it.
I see. That's something they don't talk about.
No, they don't want to talk about it.
This is going to conclude the first part of a four-part conversation. We're talking with Keith Hughes, Managing Director and Equity Research at SunTrust Robinson Humphrey. We'll be airing the second part of this conversation tomorrow. You're listening to Floor Radio. We'll be right back.